Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
You've got Britton.
I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
And we're with Coffee Beanery.
And I'm trying to order a laptop so that our little roaster can work. So I will be with you guys in a minute.
Gosh. Go ahead. Couldn't plan that any better.
Yeah.
Well, I won't. I hate it when people won't let you just check out as a guest.
Well, so what did I tell you last week? 30% of people actually abandon their carts if they can't check out as a guest or if they forget their password.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's annoying, and I never know my password.
You don't need a password necessarily to log, to check out on our site. But if you want to use rewards and stuff, you do.
Yeah.
But then the one thing that we do have that happens is people accidentally create two accounts because they'll do one with their email and one with their phone number.
Oh.
And if they don't build their phone number into their account the first time, it creates two
separate
accounts.
And I have two emails that I use, and I just never know. So I end up creating two accounts oftentimes. And then ask me what email it's under. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I have three emails I use, and it's
I should have three. Yeah. I use both work ones. I should have my own.
That's what I have, my personal Gmail or whatever that I use for all that stuff. And then I have my work email.
I love your hair like that. It is so J-Lo-esque. It's adorable. I love it.
I do feel a little bit like a toddler, but it keeps it out of my face.
Yeah.
I do like Stella.
I do Stella's hair like this a lot.
I like Stella's hair like that, too.
My kids are super jealous of my Band-Aid because they always want Band-Aids.
Oh,
so it's like putting a Band-Aid on this morning. I have a spot, and I keep itching it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have to put a Band-Aid on it, so I just stopped doing that.
Smart.
I picked mine off forever.
I did it in the middle of the night the other night, and I – thank God I, kind of woke up because it was just blood all
everywhere.
Over my hand. It didn't get on the bed, but
one
I
of those red cherry things.
I'm going to go to the doctor and get it tested. Good There's idea. Also a black mole above it that hurts.
Okay.
You should always get tested because if you catch stuff early,
it won't.
So much
if it gets scraped off, it won't stop bleeding.
Oh, yeah, mine was like that. I had a red cherry, whatever thing they call them.
Yeah.
And I hated it. And the kids would pick at it too. And I went to the dermatologist and I said, "Can you just cut it off? I just don't want it." He's like, No. The scar will be worse than that. But I just hated it.
Yeah.
And then we went to that manatee, he said it would never leave. And we went to the manatee watching it as in a wetsuit all day long. And the friction and stuff,
it
scabbed up and just went away.
I just saw a product today that you can buy for home use, though. So, if you have a freckle, a mole, a cherry, anginoma, anything, a wart,
they said the cherry thing would come back
worse.
It's a needle thing and it has a electric pulse and you just tap it on it. And I just saw this morning. A couple times, and then it scabs and then falls off, and then there's no scar, according to this product.
Wild.
I don't know,
especially
man.
Before
I'd
you
like
do that in
every,
your face.
I'd be like, every spot on my body, I would just be like, there it goes.
I know, I did have, really, it was just an age spot on my wrist, and I had them cut it off because it drove me crazy.
I'm not aging, you can't make me.
Well, it freaked me out, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like seeing it all the time. I thought, what if it's melanoma? I looked at that for so many years. And
this is your daily reminder to put on sunscreen too while we're at it.
I just went because I wasn't sure, I went for one of those skin freckle checks. And I've never done it before, but it's recommended if you're light skinned or blonde hair, blue, whatever, if you're in the sun a lot. And they do have some special little light thing that they put on your moles to see.
That's interesting.
So it's not just I thought they're just visually checking places I can't see or whatever, but actually he had this little light that he would look at on certain moles.
That's cool.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But it seemed legit.
So get yourself checked, get yourself scanned, and get your sunscreen on. Skin cancer is no joke.
So last week, if you were here with us, we talked about the color or the flavor wheel, the coffee flavor wheel. Mm-hmm. And that led us in to
a deep, dark hole.
A deep, dark hole about
I'm shocked. What? It led you down.
But it wasn't just us. Everybody was curious.
Yes. We did some deep research. You know, the internet giving us a
I don't know. Logan, if you're watching this, might need some ply.
I need a boy.
Oh, I think I got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. We were talking about the different flavors that you taste on the color or when you taste coffee, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the coffee wheel and how it's associated. And then we talked about super tasters. So
which brings us back in time.
There's
for
no
sure.
instructions in here okay. other than do not eat the paper.
So what I read was that you just like place it on your
yeah,
tongue.
Yeah, but for
maybe?
How long?
I'm going to go. They have a website.
Okay, so we bought something. I think it's called PCT
Well, and then
papers.
They told me about it. I'm like, well, obviously we need to see if we're super tasters.
Okay, but the first experiment we saw that you're supposed to buy is like sticking your tongue out and putting one of those, like, you know, the whole
oh,
reinforcers
that's what
and
I
the
thought
binders.
It, yes.
So you put that on your tongue. Or no, first you put blue dye on your tongue, put that on your tongue, and then somebody's supposed to get up in your face, like, right up in your face and count all of the papules on your tongue. I think that's how you say it.
Papules. What if they go crazy? Like, I mean, you get crazy.
So these ones.
I just don't want anybody that close to my face
this
unless
is
I'm a dentist.
PTC paper that we're testing. Apparently, I have to download a PDF. So, like, that
seems like a science experiment.
That's a
so
wild
of course,
to me.
I said, let's do it online.
Let's see if any of us are super testers.
Tasters.
What do you think? Do you think you're
I have
a
kind of a cold.
So maybe you can't taste.
I'm sure it's fine.
Well, because
I think that I suspect that I may be just because I typically, if you can taste things more profoundly, you don't like a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I don't like spicy. I don't like bitter. I don't like,
yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't like because it's too much.
Yeah.
Like I get low salt chips.
That's true.
You know, yeah. I just don't
and
like stuff.
The first one to spit food out of your mouth and everything.
I do.
So here's the fun part about this. We only got the PTC paper. And apparently we're supposed to get a control one.
Oh.
And three different kinds to find out.
Oh, to compare it like
oh,
a pregnancy
yeah, there was
test?
Another kit I sent
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah,
because
it's
fine.
Well, I mean, it just won't give you the results that you need because
there's not a variable.
A normal tester can determine the difference between substances or assumes control paper is something else. A standard super taster can taste PTC and determine difference between PTC and control. If they cannot taste PTC, then they are not super taster.
Okay.
So it sounds like we can lick
oh,
the paper.
But like, yeah,
see
like
if it
a
is.
Recessive super taster can taste everything but the sodium benzoate paper.
Yeah, there was a kit that had like three or four of them.
Yeah.
But this one's fine for today.
Okay.
If we wanted to go
we'll
crazy,
just see if we need to
so
go further.
If we
don't taste anything, then none of us are super.
Yeah.
What percentage of the people are super tasters?
I think that I saw that on one of my fact things. I thought it was only like 15%.
Yeah, so 70% of people should be able to taste this one.
Oh, okay. So we're
then,
not special at all.
This is 15 to 25% of Americans are super tasters.
And then there's a recessive super taster and a dominant super taster.
Oh.
So the dominant one can taste all three. And the recessive can taste this one and the diarrhea. I don't know.
Your mind
right.
is such a powerful thing that it's like almost like, okay, tell me what you're tasting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it can't be just
is
like paper, cardboard.
Yeah.
I taste cardboard.
Yeah. This says
well,
humans
no,
have 10,000
they
taste
dip,
buds.
They dip these in certain chemicals. And so then they have an experiment and they're like, participant one, do it this order. Participant three, like, so you're like blind tasting
So,
them.
And I think this is a
Morning,
genetic
Deborah.
Test that people do in high school because it's like a high school or college test that they do where they give it to you in class. For you
when
to
you
test
try
your
to
tongue.
Roll your tongue and
That's
do
probably why they
stuff.
Come in strips of 100.
I think I can roll my tongue. Is it rolled?
Yeah, it is.
I can do the clover thing too.
Oh, and then they say
that's
like if
genetic.
Your ears are attached or not attached, that's a genetic thing. And then is it hitchhiker's thumb? If your thumb goes like way back, that's a genetic thing.
I don't know.
Like I think it's like I don't know. Maybe
I'm not sure. Morning, Charles.
I mean, the top of your tongue or the. The top
so,
or the bottom.
So basically, yeah, we can find out today if we are a standard super taster or not, but nothing
to see
else.
If we need further testing.
Yes. So this says that taste buds aren't just on your tongue. They're on the roof of your mouth, your throat, and even your esophagus. Like, I don't think I've ever tasted anything.
I'm just like a little bit concerned because if this tastes gross.
Yeah, you guys didn't prepare. I got water.
I have water.
I've got coffee. Okay. But is it good coffee we're tasting?
Yeah, we got good coffee.
It's like our coffee, right? Okay.
Just more R&D.
I tasted some of those pods.
Yeah, those were not good. Ugh,
they were disgusting. I don't know if people drink some of that coffee. I mean, it's cheap though.
Yeah.
Is there a right or wrong thing? No.
No, I think it's completely just dipped in it.
Okay.
So you just like.
So if we taste it. Put
it on your tongue?
If, yeah, that's all it says. It says don't eat it though. Okay.
All right. Not really tasting.
Oh. That's disgusting. I mean,
I taste cardboard.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
No, there's some fruity. Not fruity, but.
It's bitter. Oh, yuck. It's like.
Oh, that's gross.
Like when they
that's
put like that.
Detergent.
It's like the rubber glove almost, like the latexy. Oh, it is
like a rubber glove.
Like the dentist. Oh, gross.
Have that in my mouth.
Okay, so we are all standard.
Okay.
Super tasters.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense.
Ew. Okay.
Now we'll have to get the other two and see who's dominant and who's recessive now that we know that we're all standard.
I mean, Britain, their reaction to that was.
That was disgusting. Yeah.
That kind of like leaves like a. Film in your mouth.
Yeah, but they're different. So like this is bitter. One's what, like salt?
Oh yes, so you might not be able to taste different things.
Yeah.
But I hate anything bitter.
So we're all standard and then we can see if we're dominant or recessive.
Yeah.
Ooh. So apparently these are taste strips you can just buy online. They were like
$6 on Amazon.
Yeah, they were really
if
cheap.
That even.
What is it?
And there's 100 in it, so you can do it with all your friends.
Do you know that as you get older your taste buds like don't grow back as much? Like your sense of taste decreases as you get older.
Oh, I mean, I can see that.
Kind of that kind of makes sense though, because
all your senses kind of do if you think about your eyesight, your ears.
Yeah.
Well, and think about like those old people buffets, right?
Oh, how tasteless they are.
There's bland.
But everything you think so you want bland. More flavor too.
But they can't taste, so it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. That's the theory.
So I should eat as much as I can now.
That's exactly right. Taste it all while you
taste
can before
everything.
It goes away. Absolutely. Carpe diem. Seize the day.
I don't know if I'm
going
to get this back in. I'm going
to
have to
tape it to the outside.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I just don't want to lose what it is if we get the other kinds.
What are these random
What
things
are these?
Here?
That sounds like us.
Cindy, good morning.
It's honestly surprising they just don't do that anyway. Put it on the outside.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
It might help them get the strips in, though. I bet they roll the strips up in the paper
and
slide it in.
I bet you're right.
Morning, Cindy. Okay, so we've determined that we are standard super tasters, and we need follow-up tests.
So I'm not old yet.
Figure it out.
No.
How many taste buds do we typically have?
So it said 10,000. Or this one says people can have anywhere between 2,000 and 10,000 taste buds.
Okay,
but
that's a big range.
It also says that... cats can have about 500 and don't taste sweet. Butterflies taste with their feet, and some rodents can taste starch, which humans can't.
Well, I know
taste starch.
Yeah.
I don't think chickens can't taste spicy.
Really?
I know that because a lot of people will feed their chickens chili peppers and stuff because it makes the eggs better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It makes the eggs better. How?
Like we
haven't
tried
better,
it.
Look better.
Burns when it comes out of the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They it doesn't affect
them. I got a spicy egg.
Yeah. Woo. They just said it gives them more flavor. I don't know.
Interesting. Your eggs, I will say, were really, really good.
Yeah, Dad asked me to bring more, but our chickens were all molting.
Oh, what does that mean?
They lose, which it's a really weird time of year. Usually they do it early spring or late fall. They like lose all their feathers and get their other feathers.
Your chickens are pretty big. They seem bigger than your other ones.
No, I think they're smaller than our other ones.
Mm.
I don't know, but they were molting, so they weren't laying eggs. They're laying eggs again now, though.
Oh, okay.
Just like 2 weeks with no eggs.
Yeah,
a bummer.
Because you had tons.
I know. I was like giving away left and right, and then all of a sudden when someone asks for them, I don't have any.
Yeah, we had ours forever because I called her. I was making lasagna for somebody. I'm like, how old are these eggs? So I did the sink test.
The float test, yeah.
And they sunk, so that was good.
Yeah,
right?
I just like that they're blue.
So,
I mean, they stay good for a really long time.
But there
time.
Was poop on them, and it was, if there were other eggs, I would have used them because I didn't want to clean the poop.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw it.
I like do a soap and water. I was like, how you're supposed to do
this. Yeah, just soap and water. I try to give you guys like the cleanest ones because some of them they make really messy.
Really?
But
was someone that was medically compromised. So yeah. I just didn't want to make them sick. I would have felt horrible if I made them sick. Yeah. But I did make lasagna and it was the best lasagna I've made for a while.
I don't want to hear that because it was really, really good.
And maybe next book club, I'll make lasagna.
That's a good idea. Yeah. We're having quiche tonight. Hopefully it won't.
It's supposed to storm right.
I know.
Right.
We might be inside.
Yeah.
It's
at like 9.
If it's,
but
if it's
it was
just
supposed
raining,
to storm yesterday
fine.
Too, and it didn't. So I don't know if you guys are in a heat.
I haven't been in the pool yet. It was so hot on Father's Day. I was going to go in the pool, and then I just was so busy getting ready for golf.
And I'm probably so
everything.
Tired after.
So when the bugs came out, I went in the hot tub, and then the bugs, I got bit three times. If I get bit three times, I'm out of there.
I was in my son's pool the other day and something was biting me. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, there's some weird water bugs.
Yeah. I was like, do water bugs bite? Because this hurts.
Yes, they hurt bad. They pinch, they pinch and the pinch stays for a long time.
Yeah, I got bit like three times. I'm like, this is really
painful.
I
went like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if you could put like essential oils or something to, if the chlorine would just kill it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I wasn't a fan.
I need coffee. What are we doing? I'm so thirsty.
Yeah,
try. I haven't had any coffee.
Okay.
I know.
You guys keep us on our R&D schedule at this point because we're not good at that.
No. Okay,
so what is it?
I've got two different coffees for you to try today.
Okay. And you're not telling us what they are.
No, it's written on the cup. I already tried it. So.
Oh.
I actually like that one.
Yeah.
This one is like a cinnamon hazelnut flavor.
Oh, I thought it's a chocolate hazelnut. And I'm like, I'm not getting chocolate at all. It tastes so cinnamon hazelnut. Okay.
Yeah. But you guys don't like cinnamon. So what do you think of it not liking cinnamon?
I don't like cinnamon or hazelnut, I'm going to say. But I do like this
coffee. Yeah, it's not bad. But like cinnamon just would never be my go-to coffee.
What do you guys think of a cinnamon hazelnut coffee?
It tastes like those things at the mall a little bit.
Oh.
If it were sugary, if it had sugar in it, it would taste like those things.
That's actually a great way to say it. It tastes like, you know, the sugared almonds that they make at the mall or they used to make at the mall. Mm-hmm. For us, it was called Johnny Almonds. Mm. And the whole, when they were making them at the mall, they
Choco
tasted so
nuts
good.
Choco nuts or, I don't
Gosh,
know
Gosh, I want some
called.
More of those. Isn't that so good?
You just gave me some at the
golf
thing.
Yeah, I
just
did.
Ate some of these.
Yeah, where'd you get them from? BG's. They were like praline pecans or something, though. We grabbed them at the grocery store.
I want some of the warm ones that they do.
Yeah, they weren't those, but it was – I just bought snacks for golfing because I knew it was going to be hot.
It was a good idea. Yeah. And she's like, I have snacks. I'm like, you do?
Yeah.
I usually passing out the snacks on the plane and stuff.
And drinks.
Give my adult children like snack bags that I make for the plane.
Mr. Bottles.
I like the idea of the snackle boxes, but I feel like keeping those clean would be hard.
I do the Sedona Maters, and it wasn't bad at all.
You just don't put like gross stuff in it.
Yeah, you don't put.
Yeah, but I see people like doing like meat snackle boxes and cheese snackle boxes.
Yeah, we
like,
don't do that.
How do you keep that cold and how do you make it not being greasy?
No, I do like it though. I make them for my kids and then I separate it, but it'll be like Goldfish, those mini chocolate chip cookies, Cheez-Its, pretzels.
Next time you make them for your kids, can I have one too?
Right. I usually just make them for the plane, but it's funny because every time the flight attendants are like, where'd you get that container? That's such a good idea. Yeah. That's
Is it just a tackle box?
No, these ones are actually like
bento boxes.
They're something like that. They're like on the go containers. Like I think you could put a sandwich in half and then like something else on the other side and then they like fold up.
Okay.
But I usually just put I have these like silicone cupcake trays. And so on the open side I'll put like a couple of those in there and then fold it up. But it's just nice because we're not opening 17 bags on the plane and
they
have to keep
one thing
getting
out
the bag.
Of them and then
I like the videos where the moms are like, make a lunch with my kids and then they make like sushi rolls.
Super extravagant.
When I made lunches it was like here's your lunch box or
here's your
drink
bologna
box,
sandwich.
And here's your
lunchable.
Of course now they say those have lead in them. I'm not sure how accurate that is.
What doesn't?
Yeah,
well Lunchables don't even taste like real food.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. It's so processed. No. It's weird.
I like
weird.
The videos where they show you, like, what a school lunch is in, like, Italy compared to here, and you're just like, oh, man. Sad.
But if you figure our school lunches, first of all, I haven't seen one in a while, but I don't think they're that bad.
Ours were pretty good.
Because they took out all the preservatives and everything. I ate school lunch all the time. And it was bad back in the day. I loved it. I love that pressed chicken. Like
our school lunches were pretty good. Like homemade bread every day. And
we did not have that good of food.
Yeah. You can make a sub or you could
lot.
You could either get the special. They usually had two specials. You could do sub or pizza or
whatever. I was in high school, my best friend and I went every day and got crinkle fries and mayonnaise. And that's what we ate every day for lunch. Disgusting.
Okay. Not mad delicious. About that. They would make this homemade bread we got, stuff and nacho cheese.
Pizza. So like good. Pizza that was such a big deal too. And it was the most disgusting pizza. Oh, and then it was I actually loved them at Halo Burger. Those, when they used to have those fake patties, chicken patties.
Chicken patties.
The flat ones. We had those a lot. I like those.
Burger King, I think, still has chicken patties.
They do.
That.
Yeah.
That's for that.
I like them better because there's no surprises usually in it.
Chicken that's been chopped up into a paste.
Fully
and
ground
then
together.
Into
yeah. yeah.
But
I don't know. The kids' school lunches are pretty good. And in Michigan this year, they provided breakfast and lunch. Yeah, well, obviously, we pay for it in our taxes and stuff. But it was nice because they got to eat. I knew they were eating a good breakfast at school too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, Sedona did online schooling. So as part of theirs, we got these vouchers and they gave us meals at home, not chef, whatever it is. Yeah. What's it called? Home.
Well, there's home chef.
Home chef or whatever.
Meal kits.
So I got three meal kits for four people 3 times a week or whatever.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a little bit irritating, though, because they did the lunch thing so late. So, I loaded their lunch accounts with $100 each, and they wouldn't give me my money back. So, they've had it all year, and they don't even know what the program's going to, nobody would.
Yeah, if it's free lunch forever, then.
Yeah. So, that was kind of irritating.
I can't believe they won't give you your money back. That's insane.
They
just won't contact me back.
Oh, wow. I can't read that. What does it say?
Loving the new box. Oh, yeah. You guys should. Pretty much everybody. Well, some shipped on Monday because obviously the 15th was on a weekend.
Yeah.
But you should be getting your boxes.
Yeah. What's your favorite from that box, Cindy? I'd love to hear. I know that it was a collab with Ice Cream Social.
Yes.
And it was super fun.
So does that lead us to next? Is it next
week? Yeah. The tasting video will be next week and it is pre-recorded. So
we've never done that before, but they were here. They were coming up to the office. Yeah. So we thought it'd be really fun to do the tasting with them. So it's just kind of weird because I don't know how we're going to just play the pre-recorded or we're going to be on.
We'll be watching from our computers.
Yeah, we'll schedule because it's an hour. So we'll schedule the pre-recorded video and then but we'll be on our computers waiting for comments and stuff. So we'll be around.
Yeah.
We just won't be live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
All right. Try the second flavor now.
Okay. See what you think. I did try it, but I didn't SCP. Think it was anything.
SCP is what I put on there. Obviously, it's cooled a little bit since we made it.
I don't
this.
Like that.
So when we tried it the first time, we really liked it.
I don't know.
This is a spiced pear flavor.
It tastes like peanuts.
Really? You get peanuts out of that.
I don't know.
Spiced pear. Mm-hmm. To be fair, I think it just has too much cream.
I mean, I did make it, so, what do you expect?
Maybe it's the spice part. I don't love nutmeg and allspice. Like, I don't like any of that.
Yeah, it's got definitely clove.
Yeah. I'm just not getting pear at all, are you?
I get a lot of pear on the end. There's a lot of pear. The spice hits you first, and then the pear's on the back of your tongue.
Hmm. I can't get past it.
It is such a close flavor to coffee that it's just obviously pear is not a very flavor forward thing. Yeah. But I remember tasting it before and really liking it.
Yeah. It's funny how that works. You can taste it one day and like it. Mind you, it has cooled down a lot. Usually we drink it when it's pretty hot.
I tasted some right when we came in, though, when it was warmer.
Yeah.
I thought it tasted like nothing. I thought it was – honestly, I thought it was one of these coffees.
Oh, you thought it was a straight coffee?
I thought it was a straight coffee.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember – the R&D is so far away.
Yeah.
But no, the Ice Cream Social Box is great. I think you guys are really going to like it. I was surprised how close some of the flavors tasted to the ice cream.
It was really good. Yeah. And I love their whole, you'll hear about their concept, but their whole concept is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I love their concept too. Yeah.
It's wild.
I might be going and working one of their ice cream trucks.
That would be so fun.
In the beginning of August. We'll see.
A lot of photos with that too.
Well, you guys should be getting really excited because we have the advent calendar set for this year now. There's some really good flavors in there.
We've revamped that from last year. So the flavors from last year are not in the box this year.
Yeah.
They're all completely different.
All fresh and different.
And it's completely holiday themed. Yeah. Like, I know last year the K-Cups were not, and there was some disappointment surrounding that. So this year they are all holiday
themed. All curated for the holiday, specifically for that and for the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And as soon as I get a bunch of my desk, I need to start working on next year's flavors.
I was thinking about that. I was wondering how we were doing. It's so crazy. We're preparing right now for holiday. Yeah. We're getting what boxes do we have? What samplers do we need to make?
To be fair, we do that all year. We just finished. Yeah.
But it was like we just finished.
We do it all year, but then really start amping up right now.
Yeah. Well, we revamped some of the gift sets too because we're introducing new samplers. So mm-hmm. we wanted to get some of those gift baskets, some fresh flavors in there, some more diversity in it.
Yeah,
and some of the flavors that we're introducing the samplers, I'm like, man, why haven't we done this before? You know, sometimes we just have to sit down and go like, oh yeah, let's do this, you know?
Well, it does help because the more that you sell, the more that you can create because it's just all about shelf life. You don't want to have stuff on a shelf longer than 3 or 4 months. So it's just rotating stuff through.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
And now we have our other pods that are trickling out onto the shelves. So.
Yeah, they're coming.
I see a lot of the new flavor, where we have them in K-Cups that we've had them in 12-ounce forever. A lot of those going out, too.
Yeah, I think they finished the cinnamon bun, Irish cream, Jamaican pods yesterday, so I can get those online. Yeah. Kona's not quite there yet. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about those then last week?
We did, and we brought a barrel in, actually, to show how the Jamaican Blue Mountain came from.
Oh, because it's so special. Yeah. It has its own barrel.
Do you know Mavis Bank, though, is not a bank? Like, I didn't know what it was.
I thought Mavis Bank was a person.
It's a city.
Okay.
It's a town in Jamaica.
I don't know who Mavis Bank is.
And I didn't know that. I looked it up. I'm like, gosh, all this time I thought it was like a special bank that just certified.
Coffee.
You know? Yeah, there's just like a bank with a vault in the Jamaica Blue Mountains in the vault. And they're certified. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, this is where my mind goes. A lot of people, as Kona, people really got in trouble for. What was it?
Not having enough Kona because if you say Hawaiian Kona, you need to have so much Kona. I thought it was 51%. No, it used to be really low, and that's what
they – I thought Kona Blend was like 3%.
They changed the rules if you say it's Hawaiian.
Oh.
And they tested our coffee back in the day to make sure that it actually was.
Well, it's all we use. We don't mix it.
Right. We don't mix ours at all, so we're good regardless. But
it says, in Hawaii, Kona Blends must contain 10%.
Oh, 10%.
Wow. Yep.
And outside of Hawaii?
Outside of Hawaii, that's not the case.
I thought like the Kona Blends.
1%.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So in Hawaii, it has to contain 10%. Outside of Hawaii, it has to contain 1%. Ours is 100%.
Well, and then that's when you wonder when you're getting Kona for $16. Yeah. you're not getting Kona.
Yeah, you're getting something else.
I mean, you're getting 1%. Can you imagine putting... No. Three beans in and calling it Kona.
What a sham that is.
That's crazy.
To call it Kona and only put 1% in, or even 3%.
Even 10%, honestly, isn't. Yeah. I thought it had to be over 50. I thought they'd upped
what
it.
What a sham.
But they probably upped it to 10%.
Yeah.
That's 1%.
Wild. Yeah, I'd be angry.
Well, can you think about how many beans are in there? So what do you have to put in, like 10 Kona beans? Probably not, like 5.
Well, sometimes we'll get pushback about the cost of ours, and people are like, I get this from Costco for, you know, I get a 3-pound bag from Costco for $16.95.
There is
legislation
in right now to up the percentages.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it passed, but
No, it's just going to legislation.
Crazy. Yeah, so our Jamaican and our Hawaiian are 100%. Yes. So oh, it is.
Never, but I think there's even like a little seal on the box that says like 100% authentic. And that's what that means, that it's not a blend.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when you see the price, you know why.
Yeah. Because I think a box of pods is something like $34 maybe.
Something like that.
And it's just, I mean, we could make a Kona blend, but why?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want something special, then have something special.
Could you imagine telling Joanne you were going to make a Kona, like a blend of one of those? I don't think that would sit well.
Probably not. No.
I don't think she would like that very much.
Definitely not. What did you do for Father's Day? What did you guys end up doing?
I made a turkey dinner for the dads.
Okay.
We had bought extra turkeys, and I was like, I'm going to make a turkey dinner. And then we went to see a retro movie in the movie theater. We went to see Raiders of the Lost Ark, which, like, so when I was, like, little, I think my first crush was Harrison Ford. And he's 80. And Harrison, I don't know what you're doing, but you still look good. but it was really fun to see at the movie theater.
Yeah, I like seeing stuff in the movie theater. Yeah. We saw The Notebook and something
we
else.
See Breakfast
and
at Tiffany's.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, Breakfast at Tiffany's is not what I remembered from when I saw it. But I was like,
no.
Oh,
this is putting a whole other spin on it.
This is different. This is not what I remembered.
That's funny.
But I thought that was pretty cool. So
cool.
Yeah, and you guys golfed, right?
Yeah, we did a family scramble.
We did a family scramble.
With shenanigans.
Yeah, what are the shenanigans?
I mean, just like different rules. Like everybody can throw the ball once. And we use like a string
to
make
putts.
We had
a 10-foot string. And you can use it however you want.
You
can
cut it.
To advance your ball. It doesn't count. So
okay.
You can cut it. Our string was gone by the first nine for sure.
Oh,
we were putting horrible.
We were putting pretty well, but it was like we were trying to, you know, like on a three, take a birdie or, you know, like holes that are.
But there was one which we knew would be an issue, the worst ball hole. So we thought, because last year was horrible, because it's really just like your worst player is golfing the entire hole, which is not fun for anybody.
No.
And then so we're like, but you can't use back-to-back worst balls. So we're like, oh, well, that will advance the ball.
Yeah.
Well, we had Sedona and myself on a team. So, no, it we kept going, like, sideways.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't advancing. So Houston, we used two throws. So Houston and Branson were able to throw the ball because it was the only way we were even getting close to the hole. And we'd even, because Branson didn't
put a max of eight.
He went right past the girls' tee. And I'm like, okay, so we shouldn't have good shots because we want to use Branson's shot.
Yeah.
Because then we can't use we could use Sedona's shot and not use his.
Yeah.
But then I was horrible, and Houston just is such a good golfer. Him and Branson both are, so they're just frustrated.
And
just hit the ball
off
like,
the tee box.
The more
you
pressure,
have to go
it's awful.
Over like this little like river thing, and Logan. OB right away, right out of bounds. So it's like, okay, we're already at two and we're not even off the tee box, you know?
Man.
And then
you're behind the girls' tee. Like you're just so far back.
And then later we were picking it back up, but then I chipped OB. So we were done. We just took the eight.
Are there prizes?
It was a tough hole. No, but I was thinking that we should maybe do a trophy. But the teams aren't fair, really.
Yeah.
So that would be the hard thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's
not
like
a great way to make them fair.
It's
like
just,
my husband golfed with us, and he hasn't played on a course in 20 years.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? And then you and Sedona share clubs, so
we had handicap for the two of us, but it wasn't enough of a handicap. Mm. In a scramble format, because we use their.
Yeah.
Although on one hole, we used two of my balls. So,
yeah.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah. I was putting
Houston
really
was just
well.
Like, okay, like your arms are noodle arms. You don't even like try to golf.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Can't say it,
I'm good.
Though. I really am.
I'm good.
It was fun though. We just try to like do silly games
really...
and make it silly and fun and. No
and it's
pressure.
And it's kind of the strategy of it too.
Yeah.
So it's just thinking because last time we were on a team together, I think.
Yeah.
Last time.
Yep.
And it was like everybody had to hit, or it was timed.
It was a timed
but
hole.
Everybody
part
had
three
to hit,
timed hole.
But it was So we all strategized and we all just hit all
we
at once.
We teed off together.
All of us teed off together.
Ran
the time started,
to the best ball.
Left your balls behind.
Like we had other balls in our pockets because everybody had to hit from every ball.
Yes.
So we left our balls, okay. Ran to the best mm-hmm. ball, hit again, ran to the, so it was like.
That's 8 fun. Seconds or something. Yeah. It was crazy.
It was crazy fast. Then we went and picked all the balls up at the end.
But I think the ranger was a little concerned when he was like out on the thing and I'm going, okay, remember you have one toss and one mulligan and one whatever. And he's just like,
yeah,
what are these people? Normal. They're going to take 5 hours.
No, but it makes it quicker. Yeah.
Are there a lot of people out golfing on Father's Day?
Yeah.
It's pretty busy.
Well, and we picked a tee time. We picked like the 4 o'clock on tee times because the course thins out big time.
So. And it's cheaper at 4 o'clock and with the heat. Yeah, I was really glad we did it a little bit.
Yeah, the good golfers usually go in the morning, but it was
fun. But it is fun. Like Sedona doesn't golf. I golf in a league, but I mean, we're solidly in last place, so it's no pressure.
Yeah.
I've been golfing more lately, Britton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to get out a couple times this summer, but I've been subbing for you and your league a little bit. Not that we're doing
any
better.
And they're so confused because they're like, I thought you were going to come this week. And then I looked over. I thought it was your daughter. She's like, you guys look so much alike.
You guys do.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fun though. That's sweet.
Yeah. I like playing, but like I don't keep score or anything. Like I like scrambles because it's no pressure.
And the ladies on our golf league are so nice. Like, I mean, it is – it's just a really nice group. I guess they all golf on Mondays together, but they're super encouraging and just, yeah. They don't make you feel like an outsider. Really, really welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
And I don't think you always see that. And I don't think people mean to be that way. They're just so established in what they're doing, but I really feel like they make an effort to make you feel included. And that's really sweet of them.
Yeah. Well, even like, the one day I'm out there and Dad's like, well, I don't know what my club distance is. I don't know. And he's like, okay, bump and run. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, what's a bump and run? And then, so he like showed me and they don't care that like he's showing me literally how to hit the ball in this situation. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. The one guy was giving me bumpers for when I putted.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, Alice obviously solidly in last place. Yeah. So
they don't really care.
But they don't really care. It's really just about having fun. They're a good group of people for sure.
Yeah. It's been fun.
I'm not bad at is putt putting. I can putt putt okay. But
well, it's putt for the money. Drive for the show, putt for the money or something like that.
That would make sense.
One for the money, two for the show.
I think that's the one week Dad and I did horrible and it was pure putting.
Oh, really?
Getting up to the green, completely fine. Putting, horrible.
I just want a pretty putter, that's all.
Oh, you got
have you seen my putter? I have a white and rose gold putter.
What? That's your new one,
it's
right?
The new Odyssey from this year.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Mm-hmm. I'll have to show it to you.
I golf with a guy, maybe you get, and it looks like a tiger eye. So they have a blonde wood one. Yeah. It's so pretty. It looks like a... His is Tiger Wood. The blonde one, I think, is a different, but that had the tiger eye in the middle. Yeah. I'm not sure. But, and then you can get engraved. So I just want it. I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah.
On my butter.
Yes.
But I have not seen, so you got a new Odyssey. I'm very jealous.
I used it. Oh, but I didn't golf with you.
No.
I had the really old Odyssey putter, but I got a different one.
Yeah, I've been switching back and forth between putters, and I shouldn't do that because they're both so different that it screws me up.
I'm getting better with it. Oh, my gosh. They have a straight just gold ping putter. Titleist. Oh, it's like 24 gold.
Is it 24 karat?
It's 24 karat gold.
Is it solid or is it just dipped?
Crazy.
How much is it?
It doesn't even say. It doesn't say a price.
Okay, but like gold is a soft metal, so like would that not be good unless it's just dipped in gold? Like,
it's probably just dipped in gold. It's probably like a bracelet.
Yeah.
But come on.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to find it. Oh, you know what? I think I have an actual picture of it because Houston, after I got it, was like, send me pictures.
Oh.
So it's like, that's all like rose gold with white.
Well, that's
on it.
That's really, is that the cover on it?
This is the cover. No, that's the putter head.
That's the putter head?
Yeah.
That is, it looks like a tea digger.
That's how putters look. Oh, and then all of this is like rose gold. All the details are rose gold.
Oh, it's really pretty. Yeah. So that's the backside. That's to pick your ball up.
Yeah, it's also like a weight thing.
Oh, okay.
But I've been putting way better with it once I get the hang of it. Okay. So that's awesome. Yeah. You guys golfers? Was we ramble on about golf? Yeah. But it's fun.
I just feel really tan right now.
Well, what, sitting in between the two palest creatures out in the universe.
I mean, my kids love to point that out. They're like, "Mom, you're so white.
You've got pretty white skin. You both do. I mean, it's hard to have pretty white skin.
I have tan lines.
You do. You're tanner than you've been for sure,
which is sad. Porcelain, sad. I just don't get. I used to get tan as a kid.
You used to, yeah.
I was in the pool.
I would have said you had my skin coloring when you were a kid.
No, but I was in the sun 24/7 on the lake, so
you know. Does change. I think your skin changes as you get older. But
we do have the freebie sale goes through Friday, and
there's some good freebies out there too.
There's some really good freebies. I went by. I was like, dang, Britton got generous.
Yeah,
some really nice stuff out here.
There's that goes through the end of the week, so you get a freebie with every order. Yeah.
Since I gave freebies out yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the school my daughter's going to go to next year, and it's uniforms, and I'm like, oh, just dreading the whole uniform, buying it, and it's like it's so hard to size it. It's just so weird. She's literally a 0 in one brand, and a 9.
Oh, that's
in the
so other. Frustrating.
I'd like the same, and it doesn't make sense. No. So I got her at the used sale a plethora of stuff to try on, but I did run into someone who was went to preschool with Sedona.
Oh, nice.
So it was cute. She had the biggest crush on this little boy. Her and her friend Olivia loved Ian. They'd fight over Ian. So it was Ian's mom.
When they were little?
Yes.
Aww.
So, and they were both white blondes. They're just these little blondes. And then I remember but it was cute. The dad's like, I just remember she had those colorful dresses, all those colorful dresses.
Yeah, MJ.
It must be Matilda Jane, which was adorable. And she had some uniforms in the car.
And so you got some freebies.
Yeah. So I gave her coffee.
They still make Matilda Jane.
I traded coffee. Yeah. Nice. I just bought some cute little gymnastics things.
They're making athletic wear in Matilda Jane fashion.
It's pretty adorable. It's pretty adorable.
Oh, Deborah, you and I are definitely best friends, as we've already discussed. I am not athletic at all either. We went to the batting cages one time, and I have a son who plays college baseball, and I cannot hit.
Well, I was a little surprised because I just thought you would be a little bit more athletic than you were. We're with ex-professional baseball players. They're like hitting these balls. It's really fast. They slowed it down. And I was shocked. I was able to hit every one of them. I've got decent high end.
And you did good.
Well. Nope. And then
Patty, I got none.
Not one.
And I mean, literally, I used to spend how much time on a baseball
field? Oh, yeah.
And nope, can't do it.
I don't love like.
But eye-hand coordination.
Yeah,
decent.
Like I don't.
I'm not like team sports,
baseball or volleyball or something. Yeah. But like we tossed a football around this weekend, and you know like that.
Your kids
fine.
Are pretty athletic. They did not get it from me. Their dad
still
is very
have some
athletic.
Gymnastics skills.
Yeah, you guys are all.
I got none.
All athletic. I am not. My husband should have married someone a little bit more athletic if he wanted.
Yeah.
Superstar kids and taller.
I like watching specific sports. I don't like watching all sports. Like, I'm not going to watch basketball on TV.
All the boys, though, are super athletic. And I think just Houston's so ridiculously athletic. But it undershadowed how athletic Logan and Branson are. Logan and Branson are very athletic.
Yeah.
I like to watch some sports, but like football, I don't get.
I love football.
I try. And I don't get it.
I like to watch in real life better. And obviously, I like it when my kids were playing. I loved watching my kids play. Yeah. I mean, you probably love watching baseball when you see.
Yeah, I do. I can appreciate, oh my God, I can't believe they made that catch, you know?
I think, too, when it's like a team you care about. Like, we like watching the Michigan games every weekend and stuff like that. But if it's a team I don't really care about, then...
Yeah, it is funny. If they do some personal story on them, then all of a sudden you're, like, invested in the team, you know? And I mean with the Kelsey phenomenon with
Kelsey
all the
brothers.
The TS fans loving football.
Oh, yeah.
Smart, though. I mean, great business for them.
Yeah. But see, I like Jason Kelsey. I think he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Like, he is just like unapologetically him. He's a big bear of a man.
And his wife is hilarious as well.
Millions of dollars and just wears flip flops.
I just see like clips of their podcast, but I feel like in half of them, Kylie is like in the other room and you can hear her being like, no.
Just stop.
Just stop.
I liked how they put him in a jumper so he wouldn't take his clothes off. Yeah. So he wouldn't take his shirt off.
Oh, baseball. Funny. Patty likes baseball,
too. I do baseball a lot. Do you have a favorite team, Deborah? Obviously, here we watch the Tigers.
I like Milwaukee Brewers. They're my favorite.
They're a minor team, right? Minor team?
No, they're a real team.
Are they?
Yes.
Still?
I don't know. I don't watch baseball. I don't care about baseball.
I'm not sure.
But because when I was little, we didn't have a lot of money, so we didn't do a lot. But my grandpa took us to a baseball game, and somebody got a home run, and they went down the slide, and like all this balloons or something happened. It was really, really cool.
That is cool.
It was super cool.
The Texas Rangers games were my favorite when we were a kid.
Oh, she said the
Reds. Or the Cincinnati Reds.
Now you're confusing me. Milwaukee Brewers is a real team.
We just watched a special called Fastball, and it was really interesting because they were trying to say who pitched the hardest and the fastest. And so, like, back in, like, the 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, they didn't have radar guns, right?
Right.
So they had one test with Walter Johnson, I think, and he threw the ball, and they had a motorcycle, a police officer on a motorcycle going 86 miles per hour, and he would throw the pitch, and the motorcycle would move, and they would see who got there first.
Oh.
And the ball got there before he got there going 86, so they said, okay, he threw.
He's going faster than 86.
Right. But then now they took new math, right? Because, and don't ask me to explain the new math, because we know I can't. They've now said Nolan Ryan, who pitched well into his 40s, which is not common at all in baseball, and that his fastest pitch is 108, but that's not what, they had him at like 100, but now they're saying that he threw the hardest at 108. So super interesting. They're the National League. Okay.
No, they're in the Major League Baseball. Yeah. Okay. So
I don't know all the.
Isn't National League not?
Well, no, there's National and American, I think.
That was Major League.
It competes in Major League Baseball as a member club of the National League Central Division.
Yeah, so there's
no idea.
I think there's American and National, and I think they
are the Brewers American and National.
Yeah.
In 1998, they joined the National League. They're the only franchise to play in four different divisions since then. So you're right. They must have done something not in the.
I don't know.
Did they switch?
Yeah.
Why did they switch? I don't know.
I couldn't say for sure. But remember when we did the baseball box?
Oh, because they were. Because the only reason they switched is they had to have even teams in the division.
Makes sense.
That happens.
So like,
makes
you're up.
Then we watched a special about the Yankees in the 80s and 90s. And you guys, that was wild. They were like gangsters and
I believe it.
You know, gambling. And then one guy who's still in prison to this day, one of the Yankees, Mel Hall, he was dating a 16-year-old while he was an active
you told
member
me about this. This is crazy.
Yankees.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And he went and he lived in the house. Like the parents were just oh, Mel's our daughter's boyfriend. Here, have our bedroom. You guys can move in here and we'll move to her bedroom.
That's so weird.
So strange.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre. And he's in prison after she left. She fled to Florida to get away from him. And he's in prison now for,
gross.
And he's in jail for a very long time.
Oh, that's that's awful. How about Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, what did he do? DUI, right?
DUI.
I just heard he had a lot of drugs in his system.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, that's like Molly, Coke, stuff.
Whoa,
he is so talented.
That's really unfortunate.
I hope he gets it. I mean, but I thought, gosh, to arrest somebody like Justin Timberlake, he had to be.
Yeah. I mean, not coherent.
But I just was shocked how talented he is when you see him. He is so talented.
Well, I don't know if it was the video. There was a video of like this car like crashing. I don't know if it was his though. It was hard to tell from that.
I hope it. I mean, substance stuff is tough.
Yeah, did you guys see the Amy Winehouse movie?
No.
I watched it last night and I mean, great. You know, like her talent. Like I didn't know. Like obviously she's way bigger in the UK than she was here.
Yeah.
But she like won 5 Grammys. But yeah, she died at 27. She's one of the 27 club. Like
very
people
young.
Die at 27. And she had the amount of alcohol in your system that can make you stop breathing is 350 milligrams, and she had 415.
Wow.
Stop breathing, and I think it makes her, it could also make her heart, because my husband and I are going like,
hi, Connie.
I get drinking yourself to death, but like, how do you die in like one episode? Yeah,
not like your organs going down or whatever. Yeah,
or like drinking over a course of like many years of like,
you know, Appleton, Wisconsin. I was born in Madison.
If you can die from water, though, you just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was, I mean, it must have, like, made her stop breathing.
That's so wild.
Yeah, and so she'd be 40 if she was alive now, and she died at 27.
It's so sad.
Yeah, super sad. It's a great movie, though. I mean, like,
well, I couldn't believe, like, Carol King.
Yeah.
Like, when we saw Beautiful Life, I think it was called, on Broadway.
I think it was just Beautiful.
Or Beautiful. Someone had recommended it to one of our vendors. I didn't know who Carol King was. She was amazing. Well, and she wrote so many wonderful songs. Yes. And was
like, you had no idea.
An amazing musician, and I had no idea. I'd never heard her.
Yeah.
Or and, if I
you
did
heard
hear
every
her name,
song she knew.
I didn't know that she was white.
Oh, okay.
Because she wrote for a lot of black artists back in the day. Yeah. Very soulful, do you know what I mean? Or jazz, all jazz.
Was her life story pretty cool?
Super cool. It was really super cool.
And she's
just
still alive.
No idea.
I read her book too. I got her autobiography.
Oh, okay.
I'd
actually
it was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not a big biography person, but that might be interesting.
She was interesting. She was entertaining.
We have been on for 50 minutes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. We have to go.
So thank you. We'll have to get the other super tester kits.
Yeah. We'll try it out and see legit.
If we're a dominant recessive super taster.
Nothing.
Freebie sale for the rest of the week. And just a reminder that next week's video will be pre-recorded so that we could have some special guests.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Have a wonderful week.
Have a wonderful week.